Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Zurian Show. And as always, we hope that we find you in health, wealth, happiness, and of course, good spirits. As for us, we're doing fine. Today's show is positive, is about positive self-defense for women. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it is a great subject, and it is also a great book that you can also purchase on Amazon. Anyway, today, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about something very important. We're going to talk about the safety of the women in our lives. And women, we're talking about you being able to protect yourself, defend yourself, and also conduct yourself in a way that is in keeping with the greatness that is you all. Because, again, the women in our world are very amazing young ladies, just like the women in the past were amazing young ladies, and the women in the future will carry on that legacy of greatness, of phenomenalness, because you are the glue that keeps this world together, and that's pretty much without question. We all are very thankful for our mothers, our fathers, all of the above, whether they were around or not, they've had an influence in our lives. And even those parents that weren't around, there are other men and women that have basically stepped up to the call. They've actually taken the place, in some cases, of our birth parents. And then there's other people that we've had the pleasure of interacting with. And when I say other people, I'm talking about not only other people, but other women that have been the molders and the shapers of a lot of the most successful people in the world. You know, they say that behind every great man, there's a great woman. And I would hope, guys, that that is the same for us. But as we know, we don't live in a perfect world, and there's always some interpretation to all of those things. But today, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to talk again, as I said, about positive self-defense, or PSD. PSD for Women is actually a book, it's a DVD, and it's also a complete course to help women to, one, better understand their power. Not saying that they don't have power, that there's not a lot of women out there that already don't know that they have power, because I know that many of you ladies are clearly and most definitely forces to be reckoned with. But this particular program or course or subject matter, in the case of the show today, the subject matter is to talk about what are some of the things that make women powerful. What are some of the things in the book that, you know, we all need to understand? So some of the principles that are actually going to be shared today are for women, but they're not just for women. They actually apply to all of us that want to be what we were meant to be. Because as you all know, most of us are a sad excuse or a sad shadow of what we could be. The goal of positive self-defense is to give you, ladies, a better understanding of yourself, your abilities, and your ability to protect yourself from harm. In the positive self-defense program, the main part of it, or how they work it out, is basically three areas. Those three areas are mindset, awareness, and then physical self-defense. So the belief is that 80% of most of the problems that most people find themselves in is 80% their mindset. How you look at it, how you present it, you know, how you respond to it, how much power you give to, in some cases, another person or another situation. You know, there's an old saying, it says, what happens, happens to us all. It's not what happens to you that matters, it's how you respond to it. So the positive self-defense mindset falls strongly on the belief that mindset is usually the number one thing that either gets us in trouble, leads us to failure, helps us to not realize or live our dreams, and doesn't help us to evolve in a way that where we can take those challenges, take those things that have been thrown at us, and then translate them into things that end up becoming meaningful, useful, and also become tools. You know, everybody talks about the fear of failure. Everybody talks about, you know, the things that didn't go right in their lives. However, not having something go right in your life is part of the journey. You're going to have more failures than you're going to have successes. However, from each, what most people see as a failure, and again, that's now an interpretation of what happened, from each of those experiences, there are phenomenal nuggets of wisdom, phenomenal ways that we could see what happened and then make it so that those same things don't happen again. You know, there's another old saying, and it says that those of us who do not heed the past are subject to repeat it. So positive self-defense is looking at all of not only your mistakes or the mistakes that you know you made, but the mistakes of other people. From that knowledge, there is a lot of success in front of us. There is a lot of phenomenal things that can happen and will happen if we will take the action to apply what we've learned from the things that didn't work out and use them to help us to do the things that will work out for us. So when you're talking to somebody or when you're dealing with somebody or when you're interacting with someone or when you're in a place that you may not feel comfortable in or a place that you shouldn't be or about to do something that you know may be fun but is probably not something that should be done, you need to step back and listen to that little voice within you. Understand that you are powerful beyond means. Understand that you have greatness within you. Understand that you are bright, you are amazing, and you are a fantastic individual. However, you still need to act with a certain level of respect for your surroundings and also an understanding of other people's cultures and the fact that there are people out there that just aren't quite balanced, and they are people that you should stay away from, or as I call it, the negative Neds and the negative Nellies. Now, when we look at the mindset, we're also looking at the view of the world, your view of the world. How do you see the world? How do you see yourself as a person in the world, and how do you believe that the world perceives you and sees you? What are some of the things that have happened to you in your life that you can't let go of or that you won't let go of? Who are you trying to impress? Should you be trying to impress anybody? Who is the most important person on the planet for you as an individual to impress? That one individual, that one person is you. Because if you're not happy with you, you've got a bigger problem. Again, that's all about mindset. That's all about perception. So your views of the world is a very strong thing. Another thing is your perceptions. How we perceive the world doesn't mean that that's how the world is. That's just how we see it. You know, I always use the analogy of, and hopefully this won't offend anybody, but I look at if I've got a straight man or a gay man, and they're side by side, and I have a woman standing in front of them, and I have a man standing in front of them, which way is either of the men going to go? If the one guy or the one lady that's watching, you know, if I've got two men and two women and what have you, if I was to look at them and say, okay, listen, you have two people up against the wall. Here's the deal. You get to live your wildest fantasy with either the man or the woman to each of the other two men or women, all, and there's no questions asked, there's no strings attached. Whatever you want to do, you pick whichever one you want, and you can do it with them, and again, there's nothing to go for. Well, the straight man clearly is probably going to pick the woman, okay? And the gay man would probably pick the man, and vice versa. However, that's a clear illustration, a clear demonstration that their preferences are different. So their perceptions of what is pleasurable, what is appropriate, what is permissible, what is allowed are totally different. And their perceptions of the opposite, what isn't allowed, what isn't permissible, all of the above, are different. So your perceptions of the world greatly affect how you interact with people. But again, your perceptions is just that. It doesn't make it right. It doesn't make it wrong. It just means that's how you see something. The next thing would be your metaphors. A lot of us every day, we get up every morning with the same negative stuff. How you doing today? Oh, I'm fair to middling. Oh, how you doing today? Oh, don't nobody care. You know, I complain, but don't nobody want to hear it. First off, you're setting yourself up to fail. Why are you setting yourself up to fail? Because of the fact that you've already started putting negative metaphors out. And there's another saying that I like, and it says, when something comes out of your mouth, then that means it goes into both of your ears. So you're not just hearing it from your thoughts. You're now rehearing the negativity that you pushed out through your mouth. That's going back into your brain, which is reaffirming that negativity in your life. You know, there was a saying, I think, I don't remember who exactly said it, but they said, if you think you can, you can. If you think you can, then you're right. If you think you can't, you're also right. So it's about deciding that life is going to be positive and that you're going to make it positive. Well, your perception of life is what makes your life positive or negative. It's not anybody's problem. You know, I always look at people when they tell me, all right, I'm about to be pissed off. All right, they're about to get on my nerves. All right, now these people have upset me. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sure that you've all heard this before. No one has the power to piss you off. No one has the power to upset you. Even if the person physically assaults you, if you're into, let's say, the S&M type of stuff, if you're into the sadomasochistic type of things, and someone does to me what I would consider to be a grave violation, if you're into that type of thing, then that's the thing that turns you on. So, you know, I understand the whole submissive, dominant, all of that, but I also understand that that person is being physically abused, or in some cases mentally abused. Well, I think one of the problems is that a lot of us choose that path. We're just not willing to call a spade a spade. We do it in the negative relationships in which we bring into our lives and then accept. We do it by allowing people to downrate us. We do it by allowing people to put us in positions or situations where we don't want to be in. That, to me, is the same similar thing. It may not be the same similar thing to you, but to me it is. So, again, it's your metaphors, it's your perception, it's how you look at things. The book can't, the DVD can't, and the program can't, or the instructors can't change who you are. The only person that can change who you are is you. The only person that has total control is you. So when we talk about your perceptions, when we talk about your metaphors, when we talk about your references, when we talk about your view of the world in the sense of positive self-defense, we're talking about you not setting yourself up for a situation. We're talking about you removing yourself from a situation, from a bad relationship, from a potential problem before it happens. How do you do that? Or how do we come to that conclusion? As I said earlier, 80% of most people's problems is their perception. It's how they perceive it and believe it to be. Another 10% is probably awareness. If you're aware of a certain thing and you're paying attention to what's going on, then you can easily avoid that. if you see that there's an accident happening that happened up the road, and you can see the accident up the road has already happened, do you speed up or do you slow down? You slow down because you're preparing for a stop. If you see it in advance enough and figure out what it is by paying attention, then you may be able to actually get off of that road or get off of at the next turn before you get to that pileup, before you get to that problem. Now, I'm using that metaphor because the accident is up the road. Well, the accident being up the road is the same thing as the accident in your life by being around negative people that drain you, people that don't flourish you. The negativity is the same thing when you wake up and you already predict that today is going to be a heck of a day because you don't feel like getting up this morning, or because traffic is messed up, or because your kids didn't do something that they were supposed to do, or because your husband or your wife put the toilet seat up or put the toilet seat down. Your perception and your willingness to accept and to interpret that particular thing as a negativity is what's going to cause you to have a problem, because you've already decided to have a problem. You've already made up your mind to not be happy. You've already made up your mind to be upset. So, in positive self-defense, we're looking at, again, that mindset. We're looking at that awareness, paying attention to what's around you and understanding that if you click certain triggers, you're going to get a certain response. If you put certain things in motion, you're going to get a certain outcome. If you don't guard your mind, your spirit, your soul, and your mindset, then you're going to be set in a direction of negativity. You're going to be set or sent in a direction of destruction, of argument, all of the above. So, we talked about mindset. Really simple. Not saying that you have to be positive every day. Not saying that you have to be la, 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 la. But saying that you are about as happy as you make up your mind to be. You are about as sad as you make up your mind to be. You're about as miserable as you make up your mind to be. You know, they have done scientific surveys now where they've done the whole placebo thing, where they tell a group of people that they're getting this miracle cure. And half of the people are cured. However, they gave them a placebo, you know, where they tell people that, okay, this is water, it's not going to help you, and the people have a problem. Or if you have people that have that negative mindset, they've already come to the conclusion that no matter what happens, it's not going to work. Each of us were put here to live a life that matters. Each of us were put here to do great and amazing things. Now, what you interpret as great and an amazing thing is going to be different. It's different for every human being on earth. However, that doesn't make what it is that you've done or what it is that you're doing or moving forward to a negative thing. So, back to your worldview. Every day, all of us need to work really hard. Let's say the 30-day test. We need to look really hard into what it is that we're putting in front of us. Are we watching negative TV? Are we reading negative news? Are we hanging with negative people? Do we have a I can't attitude instead of an I can attitude? Are we seeing things as they are? Are we looking at them in the real world? And what's the real world? I know that's a really deep thing. But it's kind of interesting. I was talking to someone actually this Sunday, and the person said something really, really interesting. And what the person said was, you can't sell a dream to somebody that's presently living a nightmare. They also talked about hope and wishing. A hope is something that you can actually do and you take action to bring about. That's your hope. Your hope is going and saying, okay, all of these particular things have lined up in a certain way, and if I take the necessary action by following up on my hope with action that's positive and going to lead me in the right direction, then it's attainable. However, a wish is just that. It's taking, you know, going to the lottery, knowing that the odds are 20 million to one of you getting the numbers and then you putting $50 down or $20 down or $10 down, expecting, wishing that something's going to happen. A hope is there's a test coming up. I've studied for the test. I've prepared for the test. I believe I'm ready for it. I hope I pass. Not I wish I could pass. I hope I can pass. So that's really an interesting way of looking at it. The other thing that he said, as I was saying before, is you can't sell a dream to someone living a nightmare. Are you living a nightmare? Are you setting yourself up for failure? Are you going to places that are going to cause you problems? Are you eating incorrectly? Are you not exercising? Are you not taking care of yourself? Are you not reading and studying and trying to constantly grow yourself and your mind to become the better person that you are meant to become? Are you wasting your time around negative people that have nothing to add to you but only take from you? Are you sitting at the water cooler watching someone else or visualizing someone else's life being perfect when yours is a total disaster? Are you in a relationship with somebody that's physically abusive, which is a definite negative to you, your health, your welfare, and the phenomenally wonderful person that you are on the inside and on the outside? Are you living your dream by taking action to take steps to get closer and closer to the reality that you're saying that you want by taking the action to get you where you want to be? Nobody fails in one big step. Nobody gets overweight in one big step. Nobody gets out of shape in one big step. It's a series of little steps that get you there. Now, let's get back to the actual, and being aware of what's going on around you so that you can, again, take the proper action and be prepared for it. Now, the last part of what we call the Positive Self-Defense course program understanding and the talk today is the physical part. Well, before we even get to the physical part, let me make one thing very clear. Sometimes you're going to find yourself in a situation where you actually have to physically defend yourself. Sometimes you are going to be around the right people. Sometimes you're going to do the right thing. Sometimes you're going to pay attention and be aware of your surroundings and what's going on. And you may still find yourself in a position where you now have to physically defend yourself. That happens. Again, we do not live in a perfect world. There is no magic wand. There is no pill to take. There is none of those things. So, if you find yourself in that situation, then guess what's really going to help you to be able to deal with that situation, to be able to think clearly, to react immediately, to respond in a way that's going to help you to get through that altercation, to get through that problem, to see a way out when some people will be so locked in tunnel vision that they will see no way out, no matter what stage they are in the altercation. You eating correctly is going to make you sharper. It's going to make you able to respond and do the things that you need to do in a quicker way. You constantly growing your brain, keeping those brain cells working so that you can solve those problems, be it complex or simple. You getting the amount of exercise necessary so that if you need to run, you can run. So that if you need to resist somebody, you've got the upper body strength, the leg strength. You've got the wherewithal, mind, body, and spirit to do the things necessary to help you get through that ordeal. If you are attacked, assaulted, and you live through that assault, guess what? Your life isn't over. You can still go to the next level. You can still get the other help that you may need because you're still alive. You still have the greatest gift of all, and that's the gift of life. You still have the ability to make decisions. You still have the ability to walk among us, to do the things that you dream of doing and want to do. So when we talk about positive self-defense, again, we're talking about awareness. We're talking about mindset, we're talking about awareness, and then we're talking about physical self-defense. It is my recommendation to everyone and in the course to understand and to occasionally practice self-defense moves, to learn how to properly kick, how to properly punch, how to get out of a mug, you know, if somebody grabs you from behind or the front, if somebody comes at you with some type of a weapon, be it improvised or an actual weapon, as in a firearm or a knife or something like that. Consider it part of your journey. Consider it part of your growth. Consider it an opportunity for you to be prepared for the next thing. Most of you, when you go to your job, did you more than likely go to school? Yes. You were prepared for that job. You know, when you go to learn a particular sport or something, did you not practice it? Yes, because if you decided to play that sport, you wanted to be able to respond. I know, nobody gets up in the morning thinking they're going to be mugged or assaulted in any way. However, that doesn't mean that you can't still do physical exercise. That doesn't mean that you can't stimulate your mind. That doesn't mean that you can't find yourself a self-defense course, a martial arts course, or some other type of program to prepare you mind, body, and soul for what actually could happen to you. You know, as the Boy Scouts say, you know, always be prepared. Well, it's the same thing with this. And positive self-defense, the course, the program, and all of the above, wasn't meant to make you a fighter. It wasn't meant to make you a brawler. It wasn't meant to make you an MMA fighter. The program was created for those people that don't want to be fighters and martial artists and all of that stuff. It was created to give people hopefully enough basic information so that they could be able to defend and protect themselves if they found themselves in a situation that was out of their control. It was also created to help people to understand that sometimes we put ourselves in situations that are out of control. Sometimes we set ourselves up to fail. You know, we have a very strong saying and a very powerful saying. And our saying is, if you don't want to be cast for the part, don't fit the script. Let me say that again. If you do not want to be cast for the part in someone else's fantasy, someone else's nightmare that they plan to bring you into, then don't fit the script. Don't be one of the casts in someone else's horror movie, be it your finances, be it your relationships, be it all of the things that happen around you. If you feel that little tingle in the back of your neck, the pit of your stomach, wherever it is, that's telling you it's time to leave, that's telling you it's time to stop, that's telling you that this is someplace or someplace you don't need to be, or with someone you don't want to be with because you don't feel comfortable, please trust that notion. Please trust your instincts. Please remove yourself. Now, the book, Positive Self-Defense, actually will come out on January 24th of this year, 2014. So on January 24th, 2014, the book, Positive Self-Defense, will be available on Amazon. Ladies and gentlemen, please pick up the book. Buy the book, read the book. Matter of fact, gentlemen, if you've got ladies in your lives or daughters in your lives or granddaughters in your lives or friends that you truly care about that could get something out of this book, share the book with them. Buy several copies. Send those copies out. Help those women to not be victims of the craziness that's happening all over the world. Again, the title of the book is Positive Self-Defense for Women. It's a phenomenal book. It's available on Amazon and in other book places. If your store doesn't carry it, ask them to. If your library doesn't carry it, tell them. tell them that they need to carry the book or the DVD program or actually get an instructor that teaches the PSD system, which is the positive self-defense system. Positive self-defense for women is just one of the many positive self-defense books and courses in the series. But for every woman out there, I highly recommend that you purchase this book. Again, the book is available on Amazon. Just put in either Zurian Bennett or put in positive self-defense, and the book will come up. I'm telling you, I'm sharing with you, this book is going to have a very positive effect on your life. The world is an ever-changing place. Some of the things that are happening in the world today have been happening for hundreds and thousands of years. So certain things are not going to change. No matter how much technology we acquire, certain things are not going to change. And people getting attacked, people finding themselves in bad situations, and people making poor choices is not going to change. It hasn't changed since the beginning of time, and it's not going to change towards the end of time. Again, this is Zurian Bennett talking about the newest book coming out, the third book in the series of books, and that book is Positive Self-Defense for Women. Check it out, pick it up, write a review, but whatever you do, take that information and apply it. This really isn't about selling a book, ladies and gentlemen. This is about sharing knowledge, being a giver, helping people, and helping you to empower yourself and to empower the people that you love and care about. So with that said, I wish you all every success. I wish you safety. I wish you happiness. I wish you joy. And I wish you all the things that you deserve. But the first step in getting those things has to start with each and every one of you. Please share this show with anyone and everyone that you think could get some value from it. Pick up the book, share the information, and let's start a culture. Let's start a positive self-defense culture. And let's keep it in a positive mindset, because that's the goal of the book. So I ask you, I plead with you, do the things necessary to protect yourself and to be as happy as you possibly can be. And then guess what? Try to be a little happier without doing anything unnatural or selling yourself short. This is Zurian of the Zurian Show saying take care, be well, have a great life, have a great day, and we wish you again every success. Take care.